Good morning, Bob.
What pieces of information, if any, in your opinion, are likely to sway voters?
Well, at this point, I think the surprising information or new information is always more effective than recycling old information. In the case of the emails, I've heard figures as high as 27,000 new emails to be released. Given that the John Doe 1 investigation led to a number of convictions of staff members of Governor Walker when he was county executive, but did not lead to charges against him directly, I think it's unlikely that we will find the proverbial smoking gun in any of those records. Surely the prosecutor is confident of that. But it being email discussions of a politically frank nature likely, I think it's entirely possible we might find some interesting comments or some embarrassing kinds of things. I'm sure people on both sides will be poring over those very carefully, looking for anything that can be used politically. But these have been sealed for several years now throughout the investigation. And so it's the first piece of direct evidence and information about the John Doe 1 that we've seen in a couple of years now.
Here's a, kind of a two-part follow-up to that is, which voters, if any, do you think are likely to form an opinion or change an opinion based on what they learn? Or maybe another way of asking, how many Wisconsin voters are swayable at this time?
Well, I think in that picture, the data that we've developed at the Marquette Law School over these 2 years on the in the law school poll shows that around 10% of the voters say that they approve of President Obama and simultaneously approve of Governor Walker's job approval. If you toss in a few more people who are weakly attached to their preferences, probably there's somewhere between 15 and 17% of the state who I think you could reasonably classify as persuadable voters. But in order to persuade someone, you need to give them information they did not already have, and that information has to push them in a clear direction. So that's fairly rare, and it's especially rare with someone like Governor Walker, who's been in office for 3 years and who has had to run in two elections, both 2010 and the recall. In contrast, someone like Mary Burke, that voters don't know very much about yet, for her, any information is more likely to be new to at least the 70% of voters in our poll that say they don't know much about her.
One last thing, Professor. How much interest do you expect on the part of political observers, or colleagues perhaps of yours, in other parts of the country? Who will be paying attention to this kind of massive release of information?
Well, as Governor Walker has become more widely talked about as a presidential candidate or potential presidential candidate, and with Chris Christie's recent problems, a lot of pundits have at least pointed to Governor Walker as the likely beneficiary of that. For those reasons, national interest in him has grown, and that this email release is a piece of information, especially at the national level, it's likely to be new to people. Now, as I say, we have no real idea what's in those emails, and it may be innocuous with respect to him, or there could be some embarrassing comments in there. We'll simply have to wait until someone has pored through all 27,000 or so emails.
As always, thanks so much for your time this morning, Professor.
Thank you, Bob.